Episode number
104.
Oh, you got it right.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
104. Ping, of course, the weekly show bringing you all the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about. Do you want to do a duet later?
Maybe.
Because we will be talking about some musical harmonities.
Yes.
Yes, I made that word up.
Okay, harmonics may have been closer.
Harmonics, maybe. Anyway.
Or harmonicas.
We wanted to. I just want to clarify. That obviously there were some comments last week about our virtual DJ story with Windows 7 touchscreen and how cool that was.
All sorts of great comments.
And like, hello, obviously I know it's pronounced dead mouse. I mean, everybody knows he found a dead mouse in his apartment and he, you know, he became known as the Dead Mouse Boy, but it was too long of a name to put into IRC chat, so he shortened it to Deadmau5 and like as a joke. I said Deadmau5.
Yeah.
I know that because Calciol posted that to the ping message board.
Yeah. And Dentaku was like...
Dentaku,
whatever.
We're of the Kinect.
That's right. We sent him a Kinect. We can call him whatever we want.
That's right.
He was saying, Dentaku. I hope Laura was joking about Deadmau5.
Yeah.
Because his brother always calls him that just for fun.
Just for fun. Because I knew that Paul wouldn't know the difference, and so I wanted to see if he actually corrected me, and like, Paul.
Yeah. And I tried to, but it was failed effort.
Fail.
IRB said...
Herb. How many times I got to correct you?
Herb.
Oh, but you're just saying that to be funny, like the Deadmau5 thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
He said, I agree with Paul.
He's fired.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he said other things around that. It doesn't matter. All that matters is he said, I agree with Paul.
Okay.
And then Ahmed Ali commented, I've started watching this instead of Comedy Central sitcoms.
Nice.
But then he included a link to different YouTube videos that weren't us.
Were they funny?
No, I'm just kidding. It was us.
Oh, okay, good. Who puts us on YouTube?
No one puts us on YouTube. There's just side comments trying to make a joke. It just kind of went...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of things go like that
it
for
happens.
Me. Anyway... I think we're going to start the show because we're loaded with content.
Loaded.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
That's Paula. I'm going to call him from now on because it's funny.
Five.
All right, Paul. As you know, I'm a big fan of Windows Phone.
Huge fan,
as are you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
We were just talking pre-show.
Look at my new HTC trophy.
Yes.
Huh?
We were just talking.
I still haven't changed the back.
You really
got
to fix that, the lock screen.
Yeah.
I'll show you how to do that after.
Oh,
we were talking before the show about some of the like intricacies and things we like. We really were. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, we were mainly talking about how I'm awesome at Wordament, and since Laura's not, she wants to play a game that no one else really plays, which is...
I play Wordrix these days,
yeah.
And it's better because it's more challenging for your mind.
Is
the
it?
Letters change, you get more points for using more difficult letters. It's kind of like Scrabble, Boggle, and yet some sort of rotating building Scrabble all in one.
Yeah.
And
all sorts of like Humpty Dumpty things just like falling down into pieces and you have to put it back together again.
No. All right.
Well,
anyway, see how much fun the Windows Phone is? And apparently research giant IDC has come out report that by the year 2015, the Windows Phone will actually surpass the iPhone in the marketplace.
Wow.
They also project that, but they won't be first. Google, the Droid, they say will be first.
Android?
No, the Android,
yeah.
Droid for short.
Right.
Droid for...
Well, it's the Android platform, because there's actually like a Droid-branded phone. Right. So it's like the Android platform, and I think they're talking specifically about phones here. They weren't talking about... tablets or slate devices
of any kind.
Right,
and this is all assuming that our deal with Nokia goes swimmingly and smoothly.
Well,
and
of course it's going to. Why
wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we had a former Microsoft exec over there. It's going to be like all buddy-buddy.
It is. We made this announcement at Mobile World Congress this year in Barcelona, where I brought you that breaking news.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And so then I started researching, because the research firm was called IDC.
Uh-huh.
And it took me a while in my research to find out what IDC stands for.
What does it stand for?
Well, most responses was, I don't care.
Oh, I see.
But then I think I found the truth, which is International Data Corporation.
That sounds about right.
But I could not confirm it. So I'm not sure if you out there know what IDC stands for. I just found it's funny that this research firm, I have to do research to find out what their acronym stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing this research right now, Paul.
Well,
right now in the middle of the show.
I'm just trying to bing and decide here.
Bing and decide. Anyway, I think that's great news. Hopefully, their predictions are correct.
International Data Corporation.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was about 18 seconds of research.
Which
IDC.com/about. Analyze the future.
Yeah, but I already told you the answer.
But you weren't confident in it.
I wasn't sure. But so, I am now.
So anyway, I think it's great that that research firms are really believing in the Microsoft vision.
Yeah.
They do outline it's going to take, you know, 4 years to take over the majority market share compared to the iPhone. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Windows Phone compares to the Android platform, since they're both more open than the iPhone platform.
And I think that, like, you know, throughout the course of the past 2 years really that I've been working with the phone team, they've said from the beginning, this is a marathon, it's not a sprint. You know, people want big, huge headlines launch day. And the reality is, like, it takes a while, especially coming from an underdog position to versus a very well-established, you know, someone who owns the marketplace. And so it's nice to see that we're on the, hopefully, you know, the trajectory for success that we always planned for, which was, you know, like I said, a slow incline.
And I can honestly say, like, after having a non-modern phone forever, and getting to this, like, I absolutely love this device. I've never had an iPhone or an Android, but I had, like, previous smartphones that just didn't cut it.
Yeah.
And this thing is just absolutely fantastic. Like, I would recommend this to all my family and friends that have never
had
smartphones.
Yeah, I can play with it
before.
For hours. I only wish, honestly, the battery lasted long enough for me to get from Seattle to New York, because it's not 6 hours of me constantly playing on Xbox Live. And if we could just, I'll have to get that extended battery pack. That's what I'm going to do.
They have extended battery packs for these
Where
things?
You get, like, a little battery, like a travel battery pack, yeah.
And that you plug into the thing?
Yeah.
They just have all sorts of cool stuff for this.
All right, next story.
All right, Laura, you know who one of my heroes of all time is?
Me?
Stephen Colbert.
I agree with that. Okay.
He is one of the most amazing people alive.
I agree. He's very funny. I enjoyed his friendship with Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon is also a good buddy. I mean, those guys must be fun to hang out with.
I bet. And one of my favorite interviews of that he had conducted was of Sir Richard Branson.
Well, that is a man to also be envious of.
Yes,
and to admire,
What's so amazing about Sir Richard Branson, aside from the fact that he was knighted in 1999 for doing great things for entrepreneurs?
Great things for entrepreneurs. He comes from meager beginnings. He started Virgin Records, which turned into Virgin Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, Virgin America.
Do you think he has some type of obsession with the virgins?
He might. He's a bit of a playboy, if you note his appearance. But the real reason to admire him is because he started his own reality television show.
No way.
Called The Rebel Billionaire. It lasted for one season. It was very apprentice style, where people vied for the position of, I think it was next VP of Virgin Airlines.
Oh, so, interesting.
Is he a fun guy, he's a smart guy, he cares about the environment.
Oh my gosh.
I know, he's got great hair.
Yeah. It looks kind of like yours.
Kind of like this.
Yeah. I think
if you're watching, call me.
I think the real reason why people should be excited about Sir Richard Branson is that he's going to be a guest speaker at Worldwide Partner Conference this summer.
This summer?
Yeah.
Well, for that reason and that reason only, I'll be there.
Yeah?
Will
you really be there?
I will be there July 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Los Angeles Convention Center, a Worldwide Partner Conference.
You just love going to L.A. I think that's what it is.
No, I'm actually going because there is going to be a phone app challenge that I'll be hosting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
playing apps or building
apps, and then they win, and I'll be hosting it and showing off the apps for the winners. But now I'm doubly excited to go because I would love to hear Richard Branson talk, because this is a man of
talking about winning together.
Winning together, and obviously he's a guy who's got his hand in so many different pots. And you know what else? He's actually diagnosed dyslexic.
Really?
Yeah, and he has a learning problem. He did terrible grades in school.
So you're saying that we could beat him at Wordament.
Yeah, we could, and feel real good about it. Happy juice!
Yeah, billionaire. And then he just buys me and...
Yeah, exactly. He actually owns an island.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a dollar or two, but this is a guy
who's...
Is
it the Virgin Islands?
No. Although I'm sure he's got his eye on that. I don't know what the price tag would be, but I'm sure that's something he's looking to buy.
You know those exist, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that's why that was supposed to be.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're available to go to the Worldwide Partner Conference, check it out. If not, of course, check all of our coverage here on Channel 9, where I will be reporting and hopefully speaking with and having drinks with Richard Branson.
Sir Richard Branson.
Sir Richard Branson. All right, Paul, so as you know, as we announced at Mix, the SDK for Kinect, Dead Mouse 5! The SDK for the Kinect is going to be released in the next week or so. And prior to this, we've been covering a lot of the really cool Kinect hacks.
Yes.
And there's going to be tons more now that when the SDK comes out, so we're excited for that. But one of the cooler ones I've sort of stumbled across in my searchings is this one called Connected Massage.
Yes. The
now, this
intelligent
is something
healing
I
massage.
Could get into.
Yeah?
The Connected Massage.
Is it where, like, here, turn around.
Okay.
Where I just kind of do this. And,
right, and you don't actually have to touch me?
Right.
No, the massage therapist actually does have to touch its subject, but the Kinect sort of creates this, like, waveform of light following the energy of the masseuse, and it also shows various, like, areas where chronic pain might be, and, you know, certain difference of, like, flow that the masseuse should follow.
Yeah, I think this brings a new meaning to the term hack.
Let me tell you something. So my dog...
Oh, maybe I was thinking quack. That's what I was thinking.
Quack?
Yeah, like a doctor trying to, like, do things with, like, light and natural energy.
Let me tell you something.
Tegan? We're talking about Tegan.
We're talking about Riley right now.
Riley,
my Weimaraner. I will show a picture. Riley has some bad hips, and she has trouble walking as of lately, so I took her to an acupuncturist, which I did.
Okay.
And at first I was a little leery of, like, really, this new age stuff. But not only does she do acupuncture, but she does something called cold light therapy, where she shines this little laser down the spine that gets the neurons flowing and increases the metabolic things and light bouncing inside and gets her all flowing and feeling good, you know? And so there's a legitimate line of study out there, which is this light therapy.
Uh-huh.
So imagine you could incorporate this laser light with the Kinect, so it's not only helping your masseuse, but it's working in the field of, like, illumination therapy, which is a legitimate thing.
My dog walks better. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I think it looks probably pretty cool, but I really
or
don't know.
Or you could just enjoy it while you take LSD.
There you go. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I said specifically in there, like, a drug-free, but I was like, no, that's not how it works.
But it's from the guys who did it from a legitimate school, and it's not like they went to Florida State.
Right.
Sorry, Tina.
Oh, zing. Very nice.
Zing.
But with our SDK coming out, I imagine how many more of these types of hacks are going to come out. I'm going to propose a new show. I'm going to propose a new show. We're going to call it Hot Hacks. You give me
hot
5
hacks.
Minutes, I give you 5 hot hacks.
I like it.
Yeah?
I like it. I'm going to steal that.
Oh, okay.
Cut that part out so no one steals it. Next. All right, Paul. Don't deny it. Because I know you're going to get that, oh, not me thing. But let's just be honest. Really with the phone? I know you love your Windows phone, but...
Yeah, hold on. I need to tell her. Hold on.
Hold on.
I am...
Just hold on, guys. We'll be right back.
Ping.
We'll be right back. Just,
right now. Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Sir, I'm afraid you've gone mad with power.
Okay. I can type 45 words a minute on this thing. Text revolution.
Yeah. You made me cover that in Hot Apps, and I've never played it since.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know for a fact that you are a Glee fan. That you watch Glee, that you love Glee, that you enjoy the singing and the dancing and the jazz hands. So, I'm sure you were really excited when you found out there was this new contest sponsored by Bing where you can help choose the next star of Bing.
Yes.
Of Glee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now,
your opinion matters in your favorite show.
So I can Bing and decide.
You can Bing and decide
who can become.
That's right. There's a new reality show, of course. It's like a singing competition, a dancing competition, like all the other singing and dancing competitions. Although I have to admit, I do like The Voice. That show's really good. Go Christina Aguilera. Where they're going to make this into a show, and the winner is chosen by Binging and deciding.
Holy cow! That is some amazing product
that
placement.
That is amazing, and I know. And then that winner, thanks to Bing and you, is the next cast member on the league.
Are they going to be...
it's a guest starring role. Sorry,
yeah,
a guest starring role.
Yeah, it's a guest starring role. Do you think that they're going to be coached by Will Schuster?
I don't know who Will Schuster is.
Oh, you don't watch Glee?
No.
Oh, okay. See, that's...
I just
watched 22 episodes so I could be prepared for this story. Like,
yeah.
I'm all caught up from season one.
I know that's all
one.
You watch. He doesn't get, like, TV like cable, but I know you have the DVDs.
Netflix HD. Watch the last episode of Ping. We talked about this.
I know you love it. You know, I think it's interesting to see how incorporated Bing and Glee have become. In fact, Matthew Morrison, who I do recognize, I've seen
that
him.
That is Will Schuster.
Oh, was that his role?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the Glee Club.
Yeah, he's the guy. Well, he did a separate commercial about how, you know, the Bing incorporation with Facebook where your friends can now help you decide where you want to go and what you want to do.
Uh-huh.
So he did a whole commercial on that saying, you know, if it wasn't for Bing and his friends, he'd never make any decisions. So, like, we are entwined
with
the Bing and the Glee. I know that makes you happy. I wonder if you had anything to do with that. You're like, you are probably the posters you have up in your office.
Probably.
Probably people walk by and was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Glee is big with the Microsofties. We should incorporate Bing.
Yeah. I think at best, though, like, that I would become part of the Cheerios and not part of the Glee Club. Cheerios, it's the cheerleading squad that's run by Sue Sylvester.
You gotta dream big, Paul.
I research these things. It's all for this show, I
no,
swear.
That's it.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That's all we have for you this week. That's it. We have to say goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. But before we do, I wanted to mention the intro song. You should check it out.
Yeah, we were just talking about songs and musical talent. And this...
And your passion for said things.
Yes. And there apparently... are some other folks here at Channel 9.
With talent,
and they're seeing where they can use that talent the best.
Yeah, maybe we'll roll a little clip of it.
The song, it's in your heart, Tina.
This
it's in
week
here.
On Channel 9, my favorite show, I get to host it. Dave and Nick is wearing fat, must be a special day.
Second verse.
All right, so there it is. So I think it's our job to make a better song than them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's our job to do that, and I would love it if you guys would throw out some lyrics, and we will try to incorporate them, and Paul will get on he will take a Lee Ivory's, and we will...
Whoa.
Yes, you will.
We're going to get close.
That's right, and I will bust out the triangle, and we will rock it.
Maybe the recorder.
I have one.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do. And that's it. So we will look forward to your musical suggestions. And can't wait to hear from you again. We will see you next week. Peace out.
Later. Don't forget to follow us at Elfboy. At Paul Mess.